your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
It's now apparently becoming normal for youngsters to send explicit images to each other, according to child protection officials. The National Crime Agency says on average is investigating one case involving so-called sexting every day. Dr. Zoe Hilton is from the Child Exploitation and Online Protection Centre.
There is that kind of disconnect in that the kids think it's innocent, they think it's normal, they're growing up in a very kind of image-saturated environment, lots of their friends are doing it, older kids, maybe even celebrities, they may be persuaded to do it in a relationship.
This is KMFM News.
A woman's appeared in court via video link charged with murder after a man's body was found at a flat in Maidstone. 48-year-old Alison Tomlin, who hasn't got a permanent address, will appear at Crown Court on Wednesday. The body of the 69-year-old was found at a property on Rocky Hill Terrace a week ago. A woman's been found guilty of dangerous driving after causing the death of a jogger in Ashford. Paul Stinton, who was 45 and from the town, died in hospital 3 weeks after being knocked down on Simone Wheel Avenue in January last year. 49-year-old Linda Jens from Richborough Way is due to be sentenced in a fortnight.
KMFM News.
The Queen and Prince William have been celebrating the 800th anniversary of the sealing of the Magna Carta. They've been in Runnymede in Surrey, where the treaty was agreed. It meant the monarchy was answerable to the law for the first time. Prime Minister David Cameron spoke about the importance of the Charter.
Why do people set such store by Magna Carta? Because they look to history. They see how the Great Charter shaped the world. For the best part of a millennium, helping to promote arguments for justice and for freedom.
We've tweeted a video about Kent's copy of the document via at KMFM News. An 11-year-old boy has been charged with assault in connection with an attack on a 90-year-old woman in Dover. The victim was targeted along Cowgate Hill in the town 9 days ago. Her purse and phone were also taken. The boy will appear at youth court at a date yet to be set. He's also been charged with theft. A man's been telling KMFM about the moment he helped rescue a woman from a burning house in Swanley.
She was out cold. She passed out due to the flames. Like, she see the smoke and just shot past her out. So I chucked her over my shoulder, tried to run with her. I got her to the top of the corner there and laid her on the floor.
Right.
Started sorting her out, and then everyone else run to help me.
That's Tommy Beavan. More than 20 firefighters were called to the property on Conifer Way just after 8:30 this morning. It's thought the blaze started at the back of the house and spread to a roof and house next door. We've got pictures of the damage at kentonline.co.uk. There's been a big increase in the number of people in Kent who've been diagnosed with diabetes. Figures given to KMFM show more than 2,500 adults in the county were told last year they have the condition. That brings the overall total to more than 90,000, with many suffering from type 2, which is linked to obesity. Robin Hewins is from Diabetes UK.
As on average we become heavier, the probability of us getting type 2 diabetes goes up as well. This is a problem that we can address by making it much easier to have a healthy weight and be physically active.
KMFM Showbiz.
Ollie Murs has been chatting to KMFM about his new single and says he hopes we like it as much as he does. The new X Factor host is releasing the fourth track from his Never Been Better album.
Beautiful to me. I've always loved this song since the day I wrote it, really. We came out the studio pretty buzzing and knew we had a really, really beautiful song. So, yeah, I'm really chuffed. It's now one of the singles.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football and former England manager Peter Taylor reckons the current team are progressing nicely ahead of Euro 2016. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, a 3-2 win over Slovenia last night means the side have gone unbeaten this season and have 6 wins from 6 games in their qualifying group. The former Jules boss says the future is looking bright.
I think if you look at us a year ago, you could say then that we've made a lot of good progress because now we've got a young team. We've had an unbeaten 12 months. So if it means now that these young players can stick together with some good qualifying games and good friendlies, I think then we can improve even more.
Cricket and England have called up Jamie Overton for their two remaining one-day international matches against New Zealand. He replaces Liam Plunkett, who's been ruled out with a thigh injury. And in tennis, James Ward begins his campaign at the Queen's Club Tennis Championship today. The British number three is aiming to rediscover the form he achieved in the tournament in 2011 when he reached the semi-finals. He takes on Canadian Milos Raonic in the first round.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk. This Father